If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this last Sunday of August, 1974, we're happy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish that I could describe to you the spirit of revival that we've been experiencing in the days of the summer, 1974. This has been the greatest summer in the 20-year history of Worth Baptist Church. Never before have we seen the Spirit of God work as we've seen Him work in these days. Never before have we enjoyed the spirit of revival, the spirit of unity and oneness, and the spirit of excitement and spiritual enthusiasm as we're enjoying in the days of the summer of 1974. You will recall that we began the summer asking you to join with us in prayer that God would give us a great revival in our church. And God has done just that. And we believe God is doing things not only in our church, but in many churches across the nation. And we believe that God is doing things in government, in business, and in the educational world. That's going to be a real challenge for Christians all over the nation. Let's continue to pray that God will bless our new administration, our new president, and bless all of the leaders of our nation that we might be led in the right path toward God. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." We believe that righteousness exalteth any people, and that sin is a reproach to any people. We must go God's way if we expect God's blessings upon our lives and upon our churches and upon our homes. And we believe the home to be the basic unit of the society in which we live. God established the home to perpetuate righteousness in the world. And so today, right in your own home, even now, let me encourage you and admonish you to whisper a prayer that God's blessings would be upon His people all over the nation and around the world today. And say, let's not quit praying for revival. Let's continue to pray in the days of the fall. Let's pray that God would send a mighty and sweeping revival to our entire nation. Let's pray that there'll be a spiritual awakening, a spiritual renewal in these very dark and difficult days in which we live. We have yet ahead of us as a nation some very trying times. And we have some difficult moments. And we have some problems in all areas of our national life. But we believe God is able to solve these problems. And we're willing to trust Him to show us the way for our nation, for our business, for our homes, and for our individual lives. So let me encourage you today to put God and the church first in your life. By the way, what are you planning for today? Have you included the Sunday school and the church in your plans? This is God's day. And God has appointed a day and an hour and a place for men to worship Him. We invite you to come and share the good things of God in the spirit of revival here with us at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church affords a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. And we're excited about what God's doing for us. In the last 7 Sundays, we've averaged almost 450 people per Sunday in our Sunday school. This is an all-time summer record, and we're praising God for it. Our worship services have been filled to the capacity, and souls are being saved, and people are being added to the church, and a genuine spirit of revival is ours during these days. So we invite you to come and share these things with us. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Our midweek services are on Wednesday night at 7:30. We give you a cordial invitation to come and worship God with us in any and all the services of Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Recently, we have purchased 14 acres of ground near the Fort Worth State School and 820. We're looking forward to building on that property. We're looking forward to offering to the Metroplex a well-rounded gospel program, a church where men can come and worship and serve the Lord. So pray with us as we project our plans into the future for a brand new church and a tremendous opportunity to reach the multitudes across this Metroplex. In the meantime, right at our present location, and even today, at 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come and worship God with us during this day. As we begin the new fall season, our promotion day is only 2 weeks away, and we're looking forward to the greatest period of expansion and growth in the days of the fall that we've ever experienced in our 20-year history. We want you to be a part of it. A spiritual happening is happening at Worth Baptist Church, and we don't want it to happen without you. So make your plans now to come and visit with us and share with us and worship with us at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. Inquire as to how you can receive the cassette tapes of the messages preached on Worth Baptist Hour. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May the Lord bless you as you write today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Standing in the Need of Prayer. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, beginning at verse 9. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful today. We're excited today because of all of thy goodness, because of thy love and mercy that's been extended to us. We thank thee for this, the Lord's Day. We thank thee for a place, a time, an opportunity, and a prescribed manner in which we can come and worship thee. We pray that thou wouldst bless the city of Fort Worth, bless our great state, bless our nation, our new administration, our president. And we pray that revival would continue to stir the hearts of Americans, and that revival would be in our churches and in our lives during these days. May this broadcast bring glory and honor to Christ. May souls be saved as a result of it. And as the broadcast fills the air, may Christ be honored and exalted. Bless that poor, needy soul that's listening today, perhaps someone for the first time, that man who has a tremendous burden, that woman whose heart is broken today, that little family that's disturbed and in sorrow and tragedy in this hour. May the Holy Spirit bless them real good, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, at verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and every one that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Standing in the need of prayer. This story begins with a statement that impresses me greatly. The Bible says two men went up to the temple to pray. Thank God for the privilege of prayer. Prayer is our communication with God. When you pray, you talk to God. No wonder the songwriter wrote, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to Him in prayer." Prayer moves the hand that moves the universe. The powerhouse is always there, so push the button labeled prayer. Prayer changes things. And my friend, prayer changes people. Did you ever stop to think why people go to church? Why do you go to church? Some people go just because it's somewhere to go. Others go just to see who's going to be there. While there's some who go out of a habit. It's just a habit with them to go to church. Then there are those who go to see who's got on a new bonnet or a new suit or a new hat or a new dress. There are those who go to hear the choir sing, and there are those who go to hear the preacher preach. But my friend, the main reason that you should go to church is to worship and pray. Prayer is the church's supreme business. Jesus said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." There's no power on earth like the power of prayer today. And if ever before in the history of our nation, we need to pray. We need to pray today. We need to pray now. We need to pray one for another. We need to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon us. We need to pray for a great revival to break loose in America. The only answer to the ills and the problems and the difficulties and the sorrows and the corruption and sin in our government and in our economics and in our business world, the only answer, I repeat, is prayer. We must talk to God about it, because only God can move and only God can intervene and only God can solve our problems that we face today. The most important place in the church is the altar, because the altar is where men pour their hearts out to God, where they confess their sins, where they weep, and where God sees a contrite spirit and a broken heart. Noah built an altar. Abraham built an altar. And God said to Jacob, "Arise, go to Bethel and build an altar." Let me ask you a question. Do you have an altar in your life? Is there an altar in your home? Do you take time to pray every day? My friend, the most important time of your day is the first 20 minutes. And those 20 minutes ought to be spent in prayer. Before you have an opportunity to meet the problems and the challenge and the difficulties of the day, talk to God. You'll see what a difference it will make in your life. God's altar, I repeat, is the most sacred spot on the earth. Somehow, I personally feel that I am closer in the presence of God when I kneel at the altar to pray. The poet wrote, "No one has ever seen the wind, neither you nor I. But when trees are bowing down, we know the wind is passing by." No one has ever seen God, neither you nor I. But when heads are bowing down, we know the Lord is passing by. Some people go to the altar to ask God's forgiveness, and what a joy it is to know that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some go to ask for God's strength, and God has promised, "As our days are, so shall our strength be." Some go to ask for God's guidance, and the Lord bids us to seek Him for guidance every day. He bids us to trust Him, and He will direct our pathway. My friend, if you're lost out there in the world today, if you're hungry, if you have problems, if you're lonely, if your heart is sorrowing, if you have tragedy and heartaches, listen to me. God knows everything about you, and God will give you guidance, and God will give you strength for today. Some people go to the altar to thank God for His blessings, and how grateful we ought to be for the good things that God is doing for us. Some go to pray for a loved one or to pray for a friend. It's plain to see that everybody, you, your neighbor, your friends, your pastor, all of us are standing in the need of prayer. We all know that Negro spiritual. Not my brother nor my sister, but me, O God. Not the deacon nor the preacher, but me, O God, standing in the need of prayer. I've entitled the message, Standing in the Need of Prayer. And I would say to you that men can pray anywhere, under any circumstance, at any time, but there's no place as effective as the house of prayer, the church, God's place. Let's observe these two men. Both of them went to the same place. Both went at the same time. They both went for the same purpose, and they both prayed to the same God. But wait, one was a failure, and the other was a success. Let's look at the first man. He was a total failure in his prayer life. God refused to answer his prayer. In fact, it appears to me that God even refused to hear it. He wasted his time praying. Oh, he was not a bad man. In fact, he was a fine fellow. He tithed, he was neighborly, he was kind, he was righteous within himself, but he was a failure in prayer. Why was he a failure? He did not feel the need of God. He was proud, he was conceited. He failed because he did not look at God. Instead, he picked out some fellow who was less fortunate than he was, a man who was a confessed sinner, and compared himself to that man. He wasn't praying at all. He was bragging. His good eye was on himself. His bad eye was on the publican. And he had no eye at all on God. I say this man was a failure in his prayer. Here's something to think about. If you are as good as you want to be, there's no need for you to pray. If you are as kind as you want to be, don't waste your time in prayer. If you are as sweet as you want to be, there's no need for you to pray. If you are as compassionate as you'd like to be, don't pray. You're wasting your time. If you're as strong as you would like to be in your Christian life, there's no need for you to pray. If you're winning as many souls to Christ as you want to win, don't pray. If you're as close to God as you want to be, there's no need for you to pray. If you have no prayer of praise or thanks in your heart, don't waste your time at the altar, because it'll do you no good to pray. You have no more room for God's love in your heart. The time you spend in prayer will be wasted time. Someone said, well, I'm just not fit to talk to God. I don't feel worthy to pray. Well, welcome to the club. None of us are worthy. That's just what we ought to feel. That's just what God wants us to feel, that we're unfit and unworthy to pray. The poet said, let not conscience make you linger, nor our fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. If you feel any conceit, it's because you've been looking down on someone else. I repeat, this man was a failure because he was proud and conceited. But what about the second man? He was a confessed sinner. His prayer was successful. He was justified. And when a man is justified, his burden is lifted, his fears are gone, and peace floods his soul, even the peace of God. This man was an outcast. And you know, that's encouraging. To think here's a man who was a sinner of the greatest magnitude, and yet he could come to God in prayer. And God heard his prayer. And God answered his prayer. And God forgave him. And God will do the same thing for you. Though you're a wretched sinner today, God will do something for you. The only difference between the publican and us is that he was a sinner and knew it. And we're sinners and we don't like to confess it. But my friend, when you pray from a sincere heart, when you confess your sins, when you ask God to forgive, he'll do it. And he'll do it right now, even this moment. I have a footnote and I shall be through. You and I are standing in the need of prayer. And nothing but prayer will meet our need. Someone has said, whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in evening to keep your heart in tune. God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. Jesus may come in the morning, Jesus may come at noon. Jesus may come in the evening. So keep your heart in tune. My friend, the best time for you to pray is right now. Right by your radio, on the hospital bed, in the motel, driving along the highway, in your home, in your place of business, even walking along the roadside with a little portable radio. Now's the time for you to stop and pray, because you're standing in the need of prayer. Right now, just close your eyes and lift your voice to God and pray and ask Him to forgive and ask Him to guide and ask Him to strengthen and ask Him to bless. And God is more anxious to hear your prayer than you are to pray it. Pray it right now. May the Lord bless you as you do. As we leave the broadcast today, we invite you once again to come and share with us the good things of God at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Come and visit our Sunday school today at 10 o'clock. Visit our Sunday morning worship service at 11 and our Sunday evening worship service this evening at 7. We'd be happy to welcome you in any and all the services of Worth Baptist Church today. So until next Lord's Day, we admonish you to keep on praying.